Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, it's Mike. Today's show is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote, just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748 and find out how much you could be saving on life insurance. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right. Last day here at Gull Cottage. Let me just get my speakerphone up here. Gotta make a phone call. Had something really planned nicely.
Yes? How did that go?
For the opening of the show today, but unfortunately it's looking like it's going to go south.
Oh. Was it a musical number?
Hmm. Is it on vacation?
Does it have a dryer?
Probably always.
Well then, hey. You know, that's what Jerry.
Very frustrating.
That's what Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys said to me at an NFL
convention. Oh, nice.
I said, just wanted to say hey. He said, well then, hey.
I met Jerry Jones once at National Airport.
Yeah.
Before it was Reagan National Airport.
Right.
Smelled like money.
He did smell like money. He had yellow teeth.
All right, I'm just checking. Teeth. Sorry to make you guys pad right at the beginning.
It's okay, Mike.
That's all right.
I'm trying to track somebody down.
Big day for you. Happy joy.
You know who Jerry was talking to?
Who?
Another quite notable man.
Jerry Glanville?
No, another man who smells like money. Doesn't smell quite so much like it anymore. Mel Karmazin.
Well, you know what? He probably does. He just doesn't talk about it. We just don't know.
He's using some sort of poor man's deodorant?
Yeah, well, he probably covers all that, all those $1,000 bills, stench that comes off of him.
And people don't know that Mel still uses $1,000
bills.
Oh,
wait a minute. Hold
on. Brute cologne. Something cheap.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Yeah, people
don't
know what the hell's going on.
Rob, we need some music.
Ah, yes.
We need some music because someone's just arrived by bicycle.
Oh. Is it Oscar?
How 1920s of her?
Oh, no.
Here we go.
All right, hold on just a second.
A lot of people would assume that is a solid wall behind you, and you just moved a structure with your meaty paw.
Yeah. I know.
What about the Hollywood
Very
magic?
Very excited. What?
It's like
Hollywood magic.
Yes.
I have limited resources up here. I truly do.
But, Mike,
come on in.
It was like when you were on the set of The Price is Right.
Exactly. Everything
was plywood, right? Oh, man, these things are made of steel. Plinko.
Maybe.
It's all plywood.
Even though he has limited resources, an unending font of talent.
Oh,
and
that's
what makes up for it.
It's a font. Talent on loan from God. Kathy, come here.
Yes. In the comedy
on the right. On the right side. Right.
Mike, can I ask you a quick question?
Yes, go ahead.
Did you trim down your chest hair?
No, I did not trim down my chest hair.
Did you groom it?
Let me see if I can get the camera.
It looks like it's been tamed.
Tamed?
Untamed heart.
Yeah.
I think it looks fantastic.
No, it's tamed. It's usually bushy and sticking out.
Maybe they gave it a trim right before the EKG.
Maybe put some product on it.
Can you see that in the two shot here, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, Kathy!
Yay!
All right, let me see if you can hear. Can you hear her okay?
Now we can hear her.
Can you hear me?
Yay!
Yes.
I have kind of a big mouth, so it shouldn't be hard.
All right,
no,
so
you sound great.
So we're up here in Maine, and my sister, as I've mentioned to you before, has been terrific with us and saved the day on my son's first birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time we were. Are you chewing gum?
No.
Okay. All right. Just checking. All right.
She can hold the mic, probably, Mike. I imagine
you can hold the mic.
That's okay.
No, Mike likes to do the Drew Carey thing.
Yeah,
he likes to mic the guests.
Oh, she's singing.
We can hear the guys, and there's no feedback. All right, boys, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, my sister Kathy,
Yay!
Who is joining us from Gull Cottage.
Your younger sister Kathy.
Yeah, baby sister.
No,
Much younger. What do you think? You can make the judgment.
Okay, I know
Mike's
that
lived
I
a rough life.
What's age anyway, right?
I haven't aged quite well. I know that.
Mike,
but it has been a good month, hasn't it?
It's been a great month. It's nice to have him back.
This is
I almost believed that. Almost.
Pardon?
That was almost sincere. Let me
recreate it. It's nice to have him back. And improved Mike.
That was a better read, Kathy, because the first
Zen Mike.
It's nice to have him back.
It is nice. That was sincere.
So sad he's leaving today.
By noon.
Zen Mike. So is this the first time you've seen these guys down at the studio in D.C.?
So I'm just curious. It's great to see both of you. I wish you were here in person. It was really a fun week having you here.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was
fun. Sincerely. And Oscar, you know, we have your photos on the wall.
I heard. Now. Very cool. Congratulations.
Yep. And we tell the story. So everything is good here. And I am sad to see him go. It's going to be hard not to have that little rug rat around.
Aww.
And Carla has been awesome. And it has been a lovely month. And I am sincerely saying that.
That's very sweet.
How she had very direct and specific things to say about your son and wife.
Yes. She loves your son and wife.
Loves them.
And my brother.
Okay, good.
And we had a blast. Now, listen, sincerely, we had a blast. We had a blast on the boat, didn't we?
We did. We had a wonderful time, and I'll be telling them the story about fishing that boat out of the drink yesterday.
What a wonderful family you have as well.
Beautiful family.
Please.
Yes. Extended and
well, isn't this just a wonderful
sweetness? It's all nice. It's not supposed to be nice.
And light
is it?
Segment. It's
well,
it's
goodbye's usually sad, but she's happy.
Yes, it's such sweet sorrow.
It is. Parting and such.
Now, are you going to tell the story about the fact that you were going to come down and assist at 2:30 yesterday afternoon with the boat?
Excuse me. Let the games begin. Okay.
Right. Boy, did
so
the mood
Kathy
just
says
change.
To me yesterday morning, she says, what time are you pulling your boat out? And I said, I'm pulling it out at 2:30. She said, do you need any help? I said, well, I could probably use some extra eyes on it. My cousin Billy's going to help me. But, I've never done it before. And we might need a little extra set of eyes. So I was 2:38 is when I got down there. About 2:40. Mm-hmm. I was running 10 minutes late, and I was in constant communication with my cousin about
but
running
not with
late.
Me. But not with
but
me.
But not with Kat. So we get the thing pulled out. It's all set. You'll hear about that ordeal in a moment. And then Kathy just rolls up to me later on this afternoon. She said, where were you? And I said, yeah, so what did you spend? Like 2 minutes there waiting for me?
I
is that what it was?
Maybe three. I got down there at about 20. I'm very prompt. So
understood.
I got down there at 28 after two.
Yeah, just like
two.
You were for the show today. Just like you were at 2 minutes after 9 o'clock.
I was exercising.
Exercising.
And you know what that means? That's like, see? Do you get that?
Yeah,
see?
Yeah.
She does what you guys do to me.
Can you define that word? I'm not familiar with it. Can you do a definition of this exercising? It's a foreign concept to
just
me.
Just a quick, 7 or 8 mile bike ride. That's
oh
all.
Oh, my God.
I see. How nice.
So, yeah, I'm going to do the other 7 or 8 after I finish talking.
How would you tell Rob and I to get started? What would you tell Rob and I to get back into the fitness kick?
I think bicycling is a great way to do it because it doesn't put pressure on your joints.
I agree.
Rob and I actually have a picture that's circulated online of both of us bicycling together. But or was it mini biking?
It was mini bikes back in our cowboy hat days.
No, listen, I would challenge you.
And now we have the picture for the show today.
I would tell you to begin on the stationary variety.
I see.
And then move to the street variety.
Okay.
I think stationary is a great workout. But I think you and Mike, Rob, should consider taking a series of spin classes.
In fact, I've just gotten some nice
Christmas ideas because I think Lycra is on the list at this point.
Nice.
Do you know that when I wear stretchable fabric, Kathy, it becomes transparent because it stretches that much. So.
I can picture that, but at the same time, I think that's my challenge to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what?
If you find some
Lycra items, online, maybe around Christmas time, you can rent them to me and Rob.
I think we might send a picture.
Oh, and you know, Mike, when we launder them, I know where we can use a dryer.
Did he mention that?
He did. He said it was what?
That's the joke. Remember I told you Rob was holding on to the renting the cottage from you thing?
Yes.
Rob was holding on to that with both hands. That's when Rob, that was the joke. When I mentioned we didn't have a dryer in the house here and that we were using your dryer, Rob's comment was, how much is she renting
how
you?
How much did she charge you for that?
Well,
yeah.
Thanks, Rob.
I thought you were my friend.
I am your friend. And the only thing that Mike had trouble with is that he needed to find somewhere where he could get quarters.
All right, touche. That is a good one.
You know what? It's farewell to my family up here, and it's the last day, and then we're just having a fire drill, and then I'm going to be on the road for really 4 days. To get from here to there, but I've loved every minute of it. So any parting words for the family here, boys?
I would like to say it's not goodbye. It's just so long.
Also, Kathy, thank you so much for the hospitality you showed us when you were up there. I know we thank you when we were up there.
You know where you can find
so
a meal when you're here.
Thank you.
But I'm going to go because I need to do my next 25 miles. And then I'll get back for breakfast. Just kidding.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for everything, Kathy.
Notice I said love you and she didn't respond. Notice that. That's a, oh, thank you. Thank you, Kathy.
That's known as the afterthought.
Hey, do you guys, are you guys?
Did you hear that? She's walking away. Yes. Oh God!
No, anyway. No kiss on the cheek. What happened?
No, well, we you know, we'll see each other soon. It doesn't matter.
Soon.
It's not.
She
it's
just
not
left.
Important. Huh?
I mean,
well, I don't know. Well, you know.
Do you guys do that?
Do what?
I never know. I like studying people when.
In what capacity?
Well, Latinos, we're over the top with affection, so we'll go.
Hey,
and,
yeah. Hop in my house, hop in my car, 40 people. Yeah.
When I say goodbye, I heard that. when I say goodbye to my sister or brother, I'll go and give them a hug and like a kiss on the cheek, right? And not so much a brother these days because I think we've assimilated enough that that's getting kind of weird.
Sure.
But oh my God, I just had a flashback
of what?
As a kid, you know what? I'll say it to be. This will be good just for the body of the show because this will take more time than it needs to.
All right.
I actually went in for a kiss on the cheek at one point and kissed another man on the lips.
Eee!
Wow.
But there's nothing wrong with that. But it happened to be I was a little kid and it was like a friend of the family. It got really awkward.
Sure.
I just remember that.
Well, so we do that in Irish families. We do that. We do kisses on the lips for men with tongue.
No. But do you give each other a kiss?
That's what we do.
Mostly to see if they've been drinking.
Do you give each other?
And incidentally, you don't have to be gay to do this. This can be a heterosexual kiss as well. It's a custom. It's an old Irish custom.
Yeah, but you would say goodbye, especially with a sister or a mom, and you just go give her a kiss on the cheek. And Kathy just waved at you like you're a stranger and said, "See you later."
Well, I to be serious about it for a second, I had elderly aunts growing up. We were all over the place, just tons of them, all like in their 70s and 80s. And we used to have certain ones that you'd go in for the kiss, and you'd get stabbed by like a chin hair.
Oh.
One of those real horn-like chin hairs that you would, get. Horn-like. That's a good time.
Go all day without hearing
that's a good
that
time
word.
To start. Yes, horn-like. That's a good way to start the show, Rob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Robinson's residence.
Jim, is this a bad time?
No, just dressing. Going to a charity do. What's happened?
Rats.
Are you serious? That is one tremendous step, Ross. Really tremendous. But tomorrow's fine. Absolutely. Now, come ahead. Now, we'll be in Connecticut the whole weekend. This is terribly exciting. I can't tell you how pleased I am that you thought to call me first.
Oh, this is impossible. I give up.
Kiss your good lady for me. I certainly will.
Never do this again. I feel ridiculous.
Linda, better move it, sweetie.
2 seconds, Jim. God, my third can of hairspray.
That was Ross. He's got a little project he wants some help with.
Oh?
He wants to buy out RJR Nabisco.
What?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
A tribute to the late, great James Garner and the movie for TV called Barbarians at the Gate with Fred Thompson, former Senator Fred Thompson. I guess once a senator, always a senator. And Fred Thompson played the rich guy from Lehman Brothers, I believe.
Was yes. that an HBO or Showtime? I don't remember.
I think it was HBO. I think it was HBO.
It
we
was
are live.
Terribly exciting.
Terribly exciting, Ross. Come ahead. So if you see that movie and you've seen that movie, then you will get it. If you haven't, then you don't get it. Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios and heard worldwide, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 24 million downloads, heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
You know who loves the movie Barbarians at the Gate?
I'm beginning to think now.
What?
It's really not fair because these people haven't sent their names in.
Right.
They're in a database, a previously collected database, and now I'm feeling cheap day we do
I
this.
I think that they're all listening and they're all alive. That's what I think.
Well, who do we have today?
Number one Barbarians at the Gate fan, if you're ever driving through Cedar Rapids, you can probably hear it on his TV, Ryan Stevenson.
Ryan Stevenson.
Stevenson!
Oh, wonderful. All right, Ryan. That's it. I wonder what Ryan's up to today. Probably getting ready to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
Why, Mike?
Because they get it. Our show today brought to you again by our good friends at Encore. We love Encore. You will, too. Let me give you the phone number right off the bat. It is 866-347-5748. What does that phone number get you, you might ask? Well, it'll get you life insurance. Let me tell you what Encore does. Encore, on the other side of that number, surveys the most highly rated companies in the insurance industry, and they compare the premiums to get you, my friend, the best deal, just like they got Oscar Santana a great deal. And if you are a computer person, you can go to smartterm.com. That's smartterm.com. Now, when you call that phone number, 866-347-5748, there is no obligation. You are not going to be sold. No salesman is going to call on you. All they're doing is helping you out. And if you decide to go with this wonderful quote that Encore gets you, they're happy, you're happy, we're happy. It's Encore Insurance Services, LLC at smartterm.com. You can find the license, disclaimer, and quality customer service. Stop paying too much for life insurance. Protect your family the smart way at smartterm.com. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome. Last day at Gull Cottage, and farewell to what has been a rather interesting time here. I am sad to leave the great state of Maine, but I am pretty delighted to be getting back to normalcy and getting back to my regular digs. And it's going to be a process to get down there, but that's the way it goes when you travel 1,700 miles, everybody.
When you describe your emotional state right now, would you call it a mixed bag?
I don't know where to begin. I mean, I will tell you that Mrs. O'Mara is really should be named Commandant O'Mara this morning, because the fact is she what? Are you hearing that?
Hearing what?
All right, sorry. I thought I heard
everything.
Screaming. Yeah, that, no, it's
Mike,
just like
you. You make the rules.
No,
you make the rules.
No. Let me tell you.
Did you get your wallet back?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I got my wallet back. But I'm at a disadvantage because of the fact that, she is really doing all the preparatory work for our trip. I will haul bags and suitcases into the car.
Yeah. Right.
I will haul things on to the trailer. I will do that. I am the pack mule. But as far as organizing and putting everything in suitcases, she's doing all of it. And she's doing all of it with a one-year-old and two ridiculously horrible animals that could give a rat's ass about anything other than their pooping and their essing and their licking of themselves and all that, because they're terrible animals.
I don't know. I think you should make the dogs pack for themselves. It's time they've learned a lesson.
And now, it's just, you have to know, you really have to understand how this plays out. Any suburban male out there knows what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. When you've got dogs and kids and just all your stuff and you're hauling it. And we brought stuff to last a month up here.
Right.
And, Americans carry too much stuff, and we are no exception to that rule. We carry too much stuff. That's
what's
going on.
You're going to have an easier time packing, though, because you have one less human in the car. You don't have your daughter,
Elizabeth's not here. Yeah, this is, you're absolutely right. That will make a difference.
That's less luggage and one less body, so you'll have more room. But you have many, many souvenirs, so
yes.
It balances.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we've got the walking sticks from Campobello.
Now, why would
we've
President
got the
Roosevelt
pewter,
have
we've
a
got,
walking stick?
It's a hiking stick.
Okay,
you're
better,
absolutely right.
Better.
Probably
he used it to open doors.
Rob.
Pointed things.
Yes.
Rob, I got to be honest with you. When I spent the $10 on that little souvenir, I probably was not in any way near close to understanding the irony of that little purchase.
I was going
to
say.
But I mean, what are we going to do? Buy a Campobello wheelchair for the president with polio? Is that what I'm going to do?
The president with polio. Isn't that the plaque above the
president with polio?
Well, you would get a blanket, I imagine.
A blanket would be good.
A commemorative blanket.
Yeah. Or a cigarette holder like you used to have.
Yeah.
Or a pair of shoes. A pair of shoes that have no scuffs on the soles.
Oh, God.
That
all
is,
right.
Now
enough.
That is just rude.
He went over the line there.
Jesus.
Didn't he go over the line there?
That's not okay.
Okay, then I withdraw the remark.
That was funny.
You like that? okay.
So this is the last day that I will be in a plastic shower You know, with my ass pressed up against the side of it.
It's a prefab shower.
Yeah.
It's the last day that I will be, you know, going number two without the fear that a carpenter ant will find its way up into Duketown.
Is that an issue?
No, that you know where they land in the toilet. They land. There is in the one bathroom that I used today,
yes.
and Mrs. O'Mara, General O'Mara, was using the main bathroom that we usually use.
Uh-huh.
So I was banished to the ant side of the house. And as I opened the toilet, I looked down, and there are four of these winged creatures of the night that
yes.
are dead, but they are floating in the commode water.
Wow. Well, if they weren't
it's
dead
terrible.
Before.
I got to tell you, I'm so anxious to get out of here.
To be fair to the ants, they're so huge that that toilet looks like an anthill. Like, that looks like the entrance of the anthill.
It's scary. It's scary. And also, when I was doing my business, not 1 hour before this show
Big
began.
Big potty?
How's that? How's that for a little? Is that for a little tip?
Oh, yeah.
I love. I think I know why Kathy took her time getting here.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
Door or shower curtain on that bathroom?
Door.
Okay.
Door, and something fell on me when I was doing that, and I don't know what it. I don't know what it is, and I don't know where it is, and I don't know whether it's on me.
Where did it hit you?
It hit me on the right side of my head.
Okay.
Like, brushed by my thinning hair.
Your hair looks different today.
Yeah, my hair is totally different.
What do you
today,
got going on? Yeah.
Oh, I've got
that's not a comb over.
I figured out what the problem is. Okay,
yes.
When I go straight back with it, like right
not,
up here,
not a good look.
But that's what I mean. When it's shorter and I do. What do you mean not a good look? That's the look I've been having for.
That's
a week.
My look. I'm just messing with you.
Okay, yes. But the thing is, I'm a little paranoid. I have to take the headphones off.
Okay.
All right, so look at this. Look at this mess.
Well, what happened
is
your
getting
part,
a haircut for a month.
I
this
think
is
your
what
part
happens.
Is migrating to your left.
Okay, mm.
Shouldn't
so
your part
when
be
I go
higher?
Back like this. When I go back like this, there's the hairline. It's a high forehead, a little
yes.
thinning.
Yeah.
However, when I go back, because I didn't want to do that today, and I comb it over to the side,
yeah.
you'll notice that this patch right here, this is a male pattern issue.
Mm-hmm.
This part right here in the middle of my head
yes.
is fine. It's the tuft up here that doesn't seem to be cooperating. And I have figured it out, and I'm here to cop to it, and I'm here to own it.
Okay.
The reason this is not working is because this is the balding area. This is where
what if
the
you
hair
pushed
is
it
beginning
the other
to
way?
Go away.
What if you pushed it the other way?
All right, hold on.
Try that.
Rob, let me help you out here and for the listeners out
yeah.
there. You remember from...
Better, Mike. From, you need to part on the right side.
From geography, the tectonic plates.
Yes, they're shifting.
So heads, Mike's head was Pangea, and now it's breaking up into continents.
Oh, Mike, that's so much better. You really look much better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just call me Clooney. Yeah. George Clooney. Who's got worse hair right now, me or Mac? There
Mac,
you go. At
oh,
least
well.
Mac's got a hell of a head of hair. That's
he
the,
does.
That's the good
yeah.
thing. It's terrific.
Mac, do you cut your own hair? I don't think we've ever established
no.
that.
No.
Nobody
you
cuts
pay
his
someone
hair.
To cut his hair?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mac, I just don't get it off.
If people, well, we know that. People yeah. that have not seen Mac, imagine the way the Beatles looked right when they were breaking up, when they didn't care anymore. If you've ever seen the horrible end of the movie Let It Be, Mac
right.
looks like all four Beatles.
And let me see who had 22 minutes kind of. Into the show for the first Beatles reference of the day.
Well,
that would be 22:04.
I'll there take it. That's I'll take it. Thank you.
Anyway, so it is farewell to this place, and never have I had more moments where I just felt kind of uncomfortable. And look, I'm not going to sit
that's
here.
That's just
and,
in that house, not because of the state or the neighborhood.
No,
it's because of the home.
No, I mean it's just I love. The area. I love the people up here. I love everything about this place. I've reconnected with my entire family. It's been a brand new experience for me, and it's been the first time in my adult life that I've been able to do that, and the only thing I have is a little bit of regret that I didn't do it sooner than now, and it's great. This particular place, though, I'm not going to bitch all that much because the fact is I have already gotten that off my chest, and you accept what you've got, but it just seems to me when you're, you know, charging somebody for something, you ought to get something that's a little bit less rustic.
I don't think that's too much to ask
no,
for.
No, I think you deserve satisfaction.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
but really,
is it a rental property? Does she rent it often?
Yeah.
Is there
there are people coming in after us.
Is there like one of those guest books?
Yeah.
I think you
God.
Should write a very detailed thank you.
Yeah.
You know
like
what?
A Yelp review
Can I be honest with you? When I was dealing with the, was it 2 weeks ago? My son's first birthday. When I was dealing with that disaster day where there was a leaking ceiling and there were 75 of these carpenter ants in one of the rooms and they were crawling all over the place and we didn't have a dryer and the fact that the chair broke and everything. It just when I was dealing with that, I got it all off my chest. I made it clear. Then because it's up here and because there's family around. At a certain point, I'm not going to go scorched earth on this because I've said my piece. I will be a little more diligent in the future, just as far as where I go and what I do. Mm-hmm. I won't rely on these websites that are just completely confusing. Really, when you have to kind of. Check it out. You have to know what you're getting. And I don't know how to warn
you
people.
You could have had people check it out for you.
Probably. Yeah. I probably could have put the word out a little bit more, but I didn't do that. But the good completely outweighs the bad on this particular place. But it does. If I was to sit here and stew on it and think about it all the time, I would just work myself up to get totally pissed off again.
Right.
Because the worst case, if I can really just sum it up,
please.
The worst case in my mind is if you're going to ask people for money to stay somewhere, it ought to be it ought to be in better shape. It ought to be in better shape, and there ought to be a little bit more. What's the word I'm looking for?
Accoutrement.
A little bit more transparency as to what you're getting.
Okay.
Because
just because
you're in a terrific place doesn't mean you sit there and go, oh, thank you very much. We really appreciate you staying here.
And
but,
to be honest, she's really a block and a half away from a terrific place.
Yes, she is. Absolutely.
Mike, can I add, one thing? I don't. Yes. Is this place rented out through family and friends? Do you have to know them, or did you find it on a website?
You can get it on a website.
Okay,
you can get
that's
it on a
the
website.
Problem there. Yeah. If there are people like you that are so polite, they don't make a big stink about certain things, the problem will continue.
Carla's going to write a review.
Okay, good.
She's going to put a review on.
We
had that
but
discussion
not
last night.
Not impolite.
We had that discussion last night, but I wasn't really paying attention because my ass was wet because I fell in the water. There's the tease. There's the tease. Yes, there's the tease.
Can't wait.
Yeah, too old for this crap. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Marcus.
Is Grandma there?
No, Napoleon. She's helped me get ready for Omeracast. What do you need?
Can you just go get her for me?
I'm really busy right now, and you know I gotta get my show out every Monday.
Well, just tell her to come get me.
Why?
Because I don't feel good.
Well, have you talked to the school nurse?
No, she doesn't know anything.
What, too much cake and cookies?
Will you just come get me?
No, I've got clips to prepare for. I've got guests to line up.
Well, will you do me a favor then? Can you bring me my chapstick?
No, Napoleon.
But my lips hurt real bad.
Just borrow some from Katie Von Herman. I know she's got 5 sticks of them in her purse.
I'm not gonna use hers, you sicko. Ugh, idiot.
Subscribe to Omeracast on iTunes, Stitcher, or download it at MikeOmeraShow.com. All part of More Broadcasting.
Thank you, Marcus Serta. It's Omeracast. Highlights of all the shows on the More Network. And he does a really, really terrific job. And now that Marcus has, completely dove in with both feet.
Jumped in.
Thank you. He makes great promos.
He does.
He truly does. We're very happy with that. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Can you tell that I'm a little out of sorts today?
It seems had a day. And you know what? Really, it's not so much that you had a day previous. You're anticipating your day.
Yeah, you really are.
But the good news is, Mike, is tomorrow you and I will meet.
Yes, that is correct. And how could that be a bad day?
With two ships passing.
I'll wear a carnation so you'll recognize me.
For the purpose of entertainment, the Amazon spot today will be read by Mr. Brian Butterfield. Brian, can you come in here, please? Woo. Thank you.
By the way, Brian Butterfield is in Guardians of the Galaxy.
The guy who plays him.
Yes.
Not the actual
not
Brian
that,
Butterfield.
Not that, but no.
Because
he's not
that fat.
But he's in it.
Oh, cool.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
That's right. I am in Guardians of the Galaxy. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Boy, it's so hot outside. I just saw two trees fighting over a dog.
That's great because it's 49 degrees here.
You can stay refreshingly cool. Well, there are other parts of the country where we're listened to.
That's right.
It's not always about what's in your backyard. You can stay refreshingly cool inside, rocking the Amazon.com through the TMOS portal. But if you like the heat, would that be if you like the heat?
Is there a typo, Brian?
I believe there is.
You know what we'll do? We'll correct it.
But if you like the heat, why not stock up on spices? Chili powder, coriander, anise, bay leaves, Lord Chancellor's bay leaves. Amazon has them all. Cinnamon, cloves, both whole and ground, red pepper flake, ginger, paprika, paprika, ginger, and rosemary.
That's not all.
Yes. You know, you said ginger twice.
I like ginger. I like
ginger.
Did
you do this? Did you write this when you were drinking? That's my question.
Let's play the odds.
Take this sage advice. Amazon really, oregano knows their stuff. Amazon will keep you Cuban back for more. And while you're seasoning your food, don't sleep on the fact that Amazon has everything you need for your kitchen. Whether you need an emulsion blender, a cutting board, an olive pitter, refrigerated thermometers, cupcake wrappers, a fire extinguisher, or a quirky pluck egg yolk extractor, Amazon has it. MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon, and thank you in advance for supporting the show through Amazon. Thank you. I'm Brian Butterfield. Out.
Thanks, Bri Guy.
There we go.
Yay.
All right. So where were we? We were
wet ass. You were talking about your wet ass.
Wet ass.
I want to thank my cousin Billy for helping me haul the boat out of the water yesterday at 2:30 in the afternoon. We go down there and, you know, didn't know whether the car would be pulled into the sea. You guys were, Robin and Oscar, you were there in the same spot when I dumped it off. Yeah. And it went fairly well then. And I'm here to say triumph yesterday. Absolutely, absolutely perfect. Except for one thing.
There was a problem?
All right.
A thing?
I've never done this before, so I don't even know how to work a winch properly, but it's straightforward.
Yeah.
You use a little switch for pulling, and then you switch it back over for releasing. Oh. That's the way it goes.
And do you prefer releasing?
Oh, sweet release. There's nothing quite like sweet release. So my cousin Billy says, do you want me to go out and get it in my dinghy? I'll go get the boat and I'll bring it in. And I said, yeah, that'd be great. You've done that before. And I'll back the trailer down into the water. And, so when we did this, I looked at the trailer just like I did before. And I said, maybe this trailer is a little too far out of the water to get the boat up on it. But it was as far as I could go. And the rear wheels of the car were in the water.
That should be adequate.
We're starting to get into the water, and they were up to the rubber part, and I said, that's quite enough. The only thing he asked me to do was to hit the switch on the winch and then pull out enough slack so that I could hook the little hook on the boat and pull it up. Anybody that's ever launched...
it's a steel cable, right? The winch is a steel cable.
It's more like a canvas type thing.
It's a strop.
And then it's got a chain that's a safety on top of it that you use also. But the strop has to be lengthened and pulled out so that when the boat comes up, you can take the strop and you can hook it to the little eyelet that's on the front of the boat. So that's it. So I was told to do that. First thing that happened when I did this, I take the little switch and I flick it over to pull, where I can pull out some.
It's like a clutch. It disengages it so you can pull at the slack.
Right. And the little winch handle, that little thing that you crank the winch with, as I pull it as hard, with all of my Herculean strength, I pull it as hard as I can. And I didn't know that it would go as easily and that the big handle on the winch would immediately just go into hyperdrive, causing a little divot on the hand.
Oh.
And that's my only so I was
I thought you were at a club last night.
Club blood.
Yeah.
Yes, I was at Fangtasia. That's where I went last night. So anyone that, it's not a big cut, but it's a cut nonetheless, and anybody that saw me do that would have seen the Joe Bescher reaction where I take the little strap and I go, "All right, here we go," and the thing goes and I go, ow!
Oh, no.
Help me, help me.
Now, and I've known you for a long time. Can I make a guess about the next mode of your mood?
Isn't this old man cut, too? Isn't that what all old man?
Like
isn't that, you know, it's just like, hi, hi, how are you? This is going to be, this will be like 11 of these in about 5 years, where it's just like, hey,
no,
there's my old man.
No, that looks more like a puncture.
There's my old man. No, just brush the paper
thin
skin.
Yeah. Oh,
that,
It'll slough off.
That's what happens when you become elderly.
Yeah. Not the money makers, thins. At least.
Now, as,
by the way,
when you finished being Joe Besser, I'm guessing your mood switched to, well, now what's going to go wrong? This hasn't started well. Were you optimistic and then it turned?
Yeah.
Or
I was never optimistic. I was cautious, but then I kind of said, okay, you're out of your depth. That's when I get that mindset where I said, you know, you shouldn't be doing things like this. You're not qualified. You're really not. Anything handy, anything manly men, where I'm supposed to be hauling, nailing, hammering, putting things up, I'm not. I screw it up.
Right.
I mean, I'm the guy that used the hedge trimmers when I lived in Annapolis and cut through the power cord in front of my neighbor.
Your
and
neighbor remembered just, that, like 30 years
when
later.
He remembered watching it. How I didn't get electrocuted is a miracle, but I did that. So, yeah, I'm filled with a little dread that things are going to go terribly wrong. But at the same time, I want to get this job done. This is the last piece of the puzzle before I come in and do this show and we hit the road.
And
so,
be honest, you've been literally dreading this for 3 weeks.
Because I just don't know. It's the land of the unknown. I don't know if the vehicle I have is adequate to pull the boat out and, you know, that I'm going to get stuck on the beach with this thing. And I don't know if the boat is going to go on the trailer. There are a lot of nervous things.
Sure.
But the joy of being a sea captain for the month up here has superseded all the hassle.
No.
That's right. Captain Binghamton.
Who was the team? Who was the team that helped you pull out the boat?
Well, Kathy bailed because she waited like 5 minutes and then split. So it was just my cousin Billy, who's done it a million times, and me. And he went out and got the boat and actually brought the boat in. All I had to do was was get the slack on the winch strap and back the trailer into the water, which I did successfully and rather skillfully,
I must say. Ideally, it's hard to back up a trailer. Ideally, it's a 3-person job because I've done it with my dad a million times. It can be done with 2. It can, with great patience and great awkwardness, be done by 1 person. My dad has pulled his boat by himself.
Pretty cool.
But it's impossible because there's a lot of walking around and making things stop. 2 people, especially with one of them experienced like Billy, you probably should be okay.
Yeah, probably is the operative term here. I received one instruction.
Okay.
Put enough slack in the winch strap so that it'll be easily hooked on.
Oh, there was one other instruction. Apply pressure to your hand.
So I'm sitting there, and Rob's right. It's not a big deal at all. It's not even close to a big deal. However, it did put that little spark of doubt in my mind that it was going to be a domino effect that was going to end in some sort of fatality.
The acorn of doubt that yields the oak of fatality.
So he says, put some slack. I pull so much slack out that the slack that I pull out is the length of the trailer.
Too much.
And I realize at this point, well, I didn't know.
It's simple math.
I know it's simple math, but I'm not smart about stuff like this. I pull enough slack out where I'm at the end of the trailer, and then I have this slack strap in my hand, and I said, okay, well, I will tie it to the back of the trailer. I'm such an idiot. I'm actually laughing at myself.
Eagle Scout Mike O'Mara.
I will tie it.
Did you get your merit badge and dumbass?
I will tie it to the back of the trailer. And I tie it. And my trailer, as you know, has these 2 guideposts, like some of them do, because so the boat won't go off to one side or another. So where do I tie it? I tie it around that.
And then
when I'm backing the trailer in, where I tied it goes down to the very base of the post. Am I making this clear enough?
So you pulled the slack before you backed up the trailer?
And then I backed the trailer down.
To be fair, he was lightheaded from blood loss.
Pints and pints.
Gollums.
I backed the trailer down into the water, and Billy starts to bring the boat up on the trailer, and that's going perfectly.
Is he shaking his head as he watches you?
I don't know. I think he might have said, oh, no. when he saw what happened next, because I backed the trailer in. I get out. I put the car in park. The car is appears to be stable.
Right.
I jump out, and I see the boat about halfway up on the trailer, and he gives a little gas, you know, to shove that thing up on the trailer.
He gooses it.
It's at this moment where I said, okay, this would be a good time to attach the winch strap, and I'll tell you what happened after.
Oh, no.
Ah.
I'm such an ass. I swear to God. I'll take a break. We'll come back with more of the Mike O'Mara Show right after this. I'll wrap up this ridiculous tobacco. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Face it, shaving is a pain. I shaved again this morning with my delightful Harry's.com razor that I got in my wonderful Harry's starter kit. And I am so happy with the shave I'm getting with Harry's, and you will be too. You haven't noticed lately, razor blades are outrageously expensive until now. Enter Harry's.
Love you, Harry's.
Thanks to everybody that's been telling me that they're getting the Harry's product because it's really worthwhile and you save an amazing amount of money. Harry's.com was started by two guys who wanted a better product without having to pay a small fortune to get it. I think like most men, Rob, you and I have looked at razors and gone, why? Why are they this expensive?
But up till now, you haven't had a choice. You have to pay it because that's what they charge. Until now.
Until now, because Harry's takes care of it. They are crafted by shaving experts. Their razor blades available at a fraction of drugstore costs. Harry's razors are better for your face and your wallet. They're about half the price of other big brand blades. The starter set is an amazing deal. It's the one that Rob got. It's the one that I got. Oscar, did you get the Harry's starter kit yet?
Getting mine tomorrow. Just tracked it today.
Awesome.
I think you're going to love it. I really do. I think it's going to be fantastic. For $15, you get a razor, moisturizing shave cream, and three razor blades with free shipping. Why are you paying $32 or more for an 8-pack of blades when it is half? Did you hear me? Half that price at Harry's. On average, an everyday shaver saves $150 a year on blades using Harry's instead of other blades. Harry's.com. Experience a clean, close, comfortable shave today with Harry's. All you have to do is go to Harry's.com now, and Harry's will give you $5 off if you use our code. Remember, you have to use the code TMOS to get the discount, and then your brand new shave packet is $10. So enter our code TMOS with your first purchase. That's HARRYS.com and enter coupon code TMOS at checkout for this limited time offer and start shaving better today. And let me know how you like Harry's when you call us.
We've gone on and on about the razors. I want to take a minute to talk about the shaving cream they send you, or it's more of a lotion.
Shaving cream.
You only use
be nice and
it's just fantastic. That's all I want to say.
It's fantastic. I think we've spent a tremendous amount of time talking about Harry's.
They deserve it.
They deserve it.
I know you shave your head with Harry's.
I do. I wish you were here to touch it.
I do. I wish I was there.
Hey, we'll
too. Well,
meet
maybe
tomorrow, and you can touch my head.
Yeah, tomorrow I'll rub your big fat head. I'll do that. I'll look
nice and smooth.
Oh,
smooth.
I am getting calls on my cell phone from all over the country, and I don't know why.
Answer one of them.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to.
Is it cousin Billy? The boat's fine.
Billy. Hey, maybe it's your boat insurer.
I answered.
How's
one
that
yesterday.
Rental coming, Mr. O'Mara?
I answered one yesterday, and they didn't respond.
Just heavy breathing?
Are they some sort of telemarketers? I got a flurry of telemarketers yesterday, more than
really?
Normal. Yeah, and I didn't answer all of them. And they
this says
the ones
Monterey
could
Peninsula area.
Ooh.
Oh. It might be Jack calling.
Pennsylvania has called me.
Tab Patterson?
Illinois. He's not Illinois. He's Kentucky.
Sorry.
Illinois has called me.
The land of Lincoln, Mike.
So
maybe that was Jack Diamond.
Are you looking to refinance or anything?
Yeah, I might have done one of those.
They're doing that. They're calling you about that. And they can save you a lot of money.
All right, good. I'm happy about
15
that.
Minutes.
All right, so
when they call me, I say the same thing every time. They say, may I speak to Mrs. Spiewak? I said, well, right now it's touch and go. Call tomorrow. Let's see how we do.
Who was the telemarketer you were talking to yesterday?
Yesterday, I filled out a card at the Goo Goo Dolls concert. They were walking around the parking lot.
Oh, you got a free T-shirt?
No. What I got was a free vacation. They said, congratulations, you've won. And I said, you know what? Not a good time because the shoe factory is on fire.
He did say that. Really matter of fact as well. I sat there and was like,
I said, you can call me in about 36 to 38 hours, but I just can't talk right now.
Did they get right off the phone?
Right off the phone.
The shoe factory is on fire. God.
Mrs. O'Leary just came by with her cow. It's on fire. You got to leave us alone. All right. Take you back to the sea, the beautiful sea.
Yes.
So As I mentioned before, my cousin gives me one instruction. I love this music. He said, "Hey, Mikey, take the slack on the strap of the winch and make sure there's plenty of slack so we can pull your boat onto the trailer. And you can go 1,700 miles.
Your boat.
So instead of just having a little slack on the thing, I pull the whole thing out and tie it to the back of the trailer. And then it slides down to the bottom." So I did that. My cousin gets it halfway up on the boat, and I realized that in order for me to hook the winch to the boat, I have to get the end of it, which is now at the back of the trailer, which is in about 4.5 feet of water.
Oscar, do you remember what I told you when we were putting the boat in?
Yes.
I said I have to take my keys, my wallet, my phone out of my pocket.
He knew he was going right into the drink.
I said, because when you launch or you pull a boat, someone's getting wet, and I'm not going to lose my phone.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I didn't know that, and I had my wallet sitting on the outside deck yesterday with all my credit cards and all my important documents.
Your new wallet?
I went into, you know, the water up here. It's not exactly balmy.
No, and I would call it frigid.
I had no choice. My cousin had the boat up on the trailer. I had to go to my chest. Really not my chest, probably up just a little above my belly button.
Just enough to make your balls retreat?
Yeah. Oh God. Because
Mac woke up for that. That was great.
Well, the reaction that I had when I went into the water, I started, you know, I've got my my jeans on, which was a mistake also.
Yeah, you do.
You had jeans on?
Yeah, I was wearing jeans. It was a little chilly up here.
It makes his ass look good.
So he's got the boat up, and I said, "Okay, Billy, let me just get the end of this winch." And I go in, and I had no choice.
Nothing
I had
like
to
swimming
get it
with jeans,
and I'm panicking. And I get it, and I hook the boat with it, and it was. I realized at this moment, I didn't think until after it was all over, and my cell phone was in my front pocket as well, and the cell phone survived because in the middle of the process, I realized that I had the cell phone. And I was able to rescue it before it got completely submerged.
You would have been an unhappy fella if
but
you had
my
lost
wallet,
your phone.
My wallet, you know, did get soaked. I was soaked. I had no time. I had to get stuff done. I had to get a lock for the trailer.
Uh-huh.
I had to go into town. I was
You've
walking
been
around
there
Walmart
for a month.
I know. I know. I didn't plan as well as I
Oscar
should have.
Oscar, who said that? I wasn't going to dump that on you.
Well, the bottom line, Oscar, is that I thought I had a trailer lock, and I don't know where it is. And Mrs. O'Mara and I do tend to behave like early dementia patients when it comes to remembering a face or a name or anything. And I'll tell you what it is. It is the L word. We are both intellectually lazy that way. Where's this? I don't know. Where'd you put it? I don't know. Where'd you put it? I don't know. Where'd you put it? And that can go back and forth all flipping day, which is what we did.
If the trailer lock was on the trailer?
No. I mean, no, it's not on the trailer. No, it was not on the trailer.
Okay, well, that's good.
I've put on the trailer and taken off the trailer a number of times.
Okay.
And, by the way, when you say I've had the whole month.
Yes.
Earlier in the day, earlier in the week, I should say. You're making me nervous, Oscar. Yes. Earlier in the week.
Everybody take a breath.
Earlier in the week.
Yes.
I had gone to the mechanic and greased the axles on my trailer and checked the tire pressure for the whopping fee of $5,
good
which
man.
I thought was really
good
a
man.
Very
what
nice
a steal.
Price.
How was your PSI?
And my PSI was fine. Everything was okay.
Strong PSI.
Do you have a spare tire for your trailer?
Yes. Oh, Mrs. O'Mara, yes. Well, you're weighing in now. What?
What?
You have my wallet? I don't have my wallet. Oh, yeah, I do. Why do you need my wallet?
Again? This was yesterday, too.
Things have really changed since we've left.
Yes, they have.
Like, really?
Why do you need my wallet?
Mike?
I'm going to go gas up our car.
Mm.
Car's full of gas. I did it yesterday. I'm ahead of you.
Oh, you did? Then
yeah.
I'm going to... Oh, cool.
Yeah, got it taken care of. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Okay, Commandant, what do you think? I did that. Okay.
You know what, Mike? Maybe she wants your wallet to go buy you a present.
Yeah, hey. Do you want my wallet to go buy me a present? Okay, here's my wallet.
Thank do you have you. A nut dish? Do you need a lobster-shaped nut dish?
Mike, do you not let Carla carry money?
It's better that way.
What do you mean, do I not let Carla carry money? Carla doesn't carry money.
Why not?
Carla doesn't need to carry money. When you're sitting next to an ATM all day, why do you ever need to carry money?
Mike opens up his mouth and $20 bills fall out.
Yeah, it's like, oh, hey, I need to go to the store. Hold on, let me get a 20. There we go. Thank you. Thank you very much. There you go. She's laughing at that. Why don't you come around so the boys can see it?
Yes.
Yeah.
One last little, you know, just in case anything happens on the trip.
Oh, my God, forbid.
All right, there we go. Just lean in. Can
oh
you lean
God.
In?
Come
lean
on in here. Oh, there she is.
I see like her. Right. There
oh,
she is.
Oh, look how beautiful she looks
lovely.
Today.
Absolutely gorgeous. She's photobombing your podcast.
Pretty sister, pretty wife. Pretty people surrounding an ugly man. Yes, sir.
Could we talk to Carla real quick, if you don't mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
I'll take the headphones.
Carla.
Hey.
Hey, could you blink once if Mike lets you carry money and twice if he doesn't?
She blinked twice. Would you please hold up a copy of today's newspaper?
Where did the microphone?
Are you okay?
Oh, my God. He's stroking out. Get the paddles.
Exactly. Clear.
All right.
Are Hello? You okay? Yeah. Are you allowed to carry money, Carla?
Honestly. I'm fine. I'm fine.
He didn't ask you that. She said, are you allowed to carry money? And the answer is not, I'm fine.
I'm okay.
Okay. Is there a reason we can only see 3/4 of your face and none of your body?
I'm leaning over.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Wait, let me pan out. Hold on.
Awkward position.
Let Zoom me pan out. I can do this. There you go.
Ooh, here we go.
Yeah.
Ah.
Much better. Do you have a credit card, like a gas card or a debit card?
I do have a credit card.
That's good. That's
but
good.
It doesn't always
That's
work.
Good. Smoke.
You know, Mike, for emergencies.
But the credit card doesn't always work.
Is there a reason why you always have, for 2 days now, two for Tuesday, is there a reason why you have to ask Mike for his wallet in the middle of the show?
Yes, there is, because I don't want to charge my credit card.
We have been,
big win.
I should point out, we are going to be celebrating our 5th wedding anniversary, and we have been together as a couple for 10 years.
Over 10 years.
And she doesn't want to put it on her card, because Carla still believes that it's she and me, and that we are not a financial entity together, and
you know
she
what?
Never
Carrie's,
does.
Carrie's even worse than that. You know what she says to the kids all the time? She says, go put this in my bedroom. I said, you know what? I sleep there too, just not very well.
Exactly. And really, if Carla keeps spending money, how am I going to get my toupees?
Carla, can you go get a full tank of gas and a wig?
Yes.
Get me, seriously, I would like you to go check the oil in the automobile and get me a ski cap, please. Thank you very much. This is, what is wrong? What happened? I used to have a head of hair.
GLH, Mike, it means great looking hair.
No, it's not bald. I've got hair. Look, I can pull that back.
You've got
That's
a different,
hair right there.
You've got a whole different deal than me. You've got what Oscar has. You've got a magnificent forehead.
Yeah, big forehead.
Oh, she just split.
Thanks for coming by.
Hey, so in Carla's defense, why would you want to change the rules at Bank of America?
Bank of America?
I haven't changed the rules. It's just that she's taking care of a lot of stuff. She is coming today from a total position of power, and she knows it. She's coming from a position of power.
What about Hold yesterday? On,
she got your wallet yesterday, too.
Yesterday, I think she might have run out and gotten us lunch.
She can't spring for lunch once in a while?
Well, no, just not a lot of meals prepared in the old gold cottage kitchen.
Because you have to roll the dice as to which burner works?
Well, you just don't want to, you know, you don't want to eat where the ants are making love. That's the way it goes.
Because when you make ants on a log up there, they really are ants on a log.
Right. Yeah. Real quick, I got to get to this because we had a. I came home probably about 5 o'clock yesterday. Hauled the boat, got it done. You realize that when you keep your boat in a dry environment, where you're in a little, it's called a high and dry, where you know the forklift takes it out,
sure.
and stores it basically in a warehouse. You don't need to worry about the gribblies that get on the bottom of a boat.
Oh,
keep the
yeah.
boat. Keep your boat in the ocean for a month, and oh my, boy, oh boy, the gribblies are there. This is another learning experience.
Didn't
realize that the gribblies were underneath the boat, and I'm going to have to take a power washer to it. But I don't have one here at Gull Cottage, so I'm kind of screwed.
When you drove from the where you pulled the boat out back to where you were going to live,
yes.
did you leave your jeans on, your wet jeans, or did you take
yes.
them off? And
I had
drive
no time.
Home in
I had
your
to,
boxers?
I had to get everything done. I had to get a lock for the trailer, and I was also looking at finding some tie downs for the boat just for a little added security.
So you
didn't
went...
find those, so we'll have no added security for the trip down to Florida. Thank you all very much.
So you actually went shopping with wet jeans?
Yes.
Oh, you must have looked great.
It makes you look like a pervert.
Just the outline of your junk.
Yeah, yeah. And just you're sitting there, around. And you get a weird little look from people, yeah. You know. And I'm sitting there, and I realize that just above my balls, there is a pure wet jean. It looks like really I've wet my pants, wet my pants with just an incredible volume of urine. So it's
Mike at our advanced age, almost an impossibility.
Yeah, a total impossibility. Well, you could probably get there, but it would take you about 6 days.
Well, you would evaporate between visits. It would.
Did Billy go with you at least, or was it just bowed out?
No, he was out of there. He got done with that, and he was the one that told me you hose it down. We had a hose up by the boathouse, and he hosed the axles down because he said that with the salt water, sometimes it can lock up.
I'm sure he said, you're going to need to hose this down. You know what a hose is, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I felt like such a complete. He's so handy, and he's doing
right.
It, and I'm sitting there talking, doing what I do best. Yeah, well, I didn't realize that, and then I realized, go help. Pick the hose up, take the hose out of his hand, and you do the hosing.
Right, exactly.
Just, I've had a lot of moments like that. It's really, I want to be more handy. I desperately would love to be more of a handy person, but I'm not.
You'll get
there. So it doesn't work. So I had the wet jeans for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And then when I came back at 5 o'clock, Carla greets me at the door. I am not making any of this crap up. This stuff really happens
this was a
on a daily basis. Carla greets me at the door, and she looks almost shaken. And
well, she's been waiting for your wallet.
The wallet has been away.
True story. This is what I'm greeted with. I said, what happened? And this is the quote. I am not lying. You might have seen this on Facebook. She said, Beluga pushed Frankie down the stairs.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God, we have a baby gate up at the top of the stairs.
Wow.
And you've seen Beluga. You guys have been in the house. You know how he does that little last-minute cut in front of you?
Yeah.
Because it's his little absolute overbred, stupid brain says, I must get in front. I must get in front. Well, she opens the door a crack, and Frankie was coming up the stairs, and he was at the top stair with a bully stick in his mouth.
Okay.
Chew toy.
Yeah.
He's got the chew toy, and Beluga did an end run between the gate and slammed into Frankie. Carla said I shouldn't laugh
at this. Because this is not funny.
He hit every.
What?
He hit every step.
Oh my God.
Did she see the whole thing go down?
She thought when he got down to the last step, she did think that Frankie might not survive.
That's a shame.
That's how bad it was. And Frankie got up when he got down beyond the step and then looked up. And she said, Carla, the dog looked up at Carla and acted as though he was scared of something he had done.
Right.
You know, like when he puts his ears back and he runs away.
Sure.
So that's how he reacted. That's how he reacted to his trauma.
What did Beluga do?
Beluga did nothing. What does Beluga ever do other than, what am I doing? You know, Beluga is just, they're in their twitchy, nervous mode now because they both know that we're leaving,
Something's happening, we're going away.
But we're talking, Carla indicated this was the top step down to the very bottom. And the one comment Carla made was that Frankie's head was turned and his body were turned in odd ways, like if someone was going to break their back.
Yeah, but Mike,
like
you're
that.
Not giving Beluga enough credit. If he knows that you're leaving, he just wanted one less to come along the trip.
I don't think he's that
smart. He saw his window of opportunity. He said, we're leaving in a couple days. It's now or never.
Now, those little Jordan almonds between those dogs' ears are, not really capable of that kind of deep thought. They do sense that we are going somewhere, and they're getting twitchy and nervous. But Carla got mad at me because when she told me the story, I reacted like I'm reacting right now.
Well, it's not. And people deal with stress in different ways.
Carla said, yeah, right. Carla said that he hit most of the stairs on his back.
Oh, no.
That's how much Beluga took him
now.
Off his face. He's fine. He was fine last night.
Yeah, but if he would have passed, it would have been sad. But
yeah,
I'd
be bummed. I'd be bummed for a while if he
Yeah. Until you got in your car.
That's right.
Start driving home.
As he comes down the steps.
Or you woke up the next morning.
What are you playing?
I thought this was a tighter edit. My apologies. This is when Spanky and the Little Rascals falls down the steps.
You know what's really uncomfortable? What? Right now.
Yep.
Yeah, this will be. Rob, kill it. There's no saving it. There's nothing we can say.
Oh, he's going to hold on to it. Though CD.
To save it. Is that...
Sorry.
All that for that?
Yeah, that was worth
because
it.
Because he lives in the past and he wants one of his old things. I have no idea what we were just listening to. Is there a sound of somebody falling downstairs?
Hey,
or
when
what
he
was
says,
that?
Whoa, oh, yeah, it's badly edited. And you know what? I'll do what Oscar would say. I said, I'll own that.
Yeah, you got to own it.
Yeah,
at this point,
it.
You got to own it.
Sorry,
Rob owns it, and Frankie's alive, and we're taking a commercial break. And we're going to come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. A little AC/DC for your Wednesday, everybody. Hope you enjoy it. Yeah.
My name is Julia Spiewak, and my father is named Rob. Every week, he gets together with his friend Katie, and they do a podcast called Caking Cookies. Please listen to it. I need it to succeed, because as long as he does his stupid show that's about 90 minutes a week, he doesn't ask me to clean my room. He's a jerk. But I like Katie. You will, too. Check it out every Wednesday at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Caking Cookies. Pleased to be a part of the More Network.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. I'm here to customize my Sleep Number commercial today for the people of Maine.
Oh, good.
Specifically, the Downeast region of Maine. Are you aware, boys, that the Bangor Mall has a Sleep Number store?
Woo! Fantastic.
I did not know that.
That's right. I miss my Sleep Number. I totally do. I am so excited that by Sunday, I am going to be sleeping in that Sleep Number bed, probably at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Very, very excited about that. But they've got one in Bangor Mall. You can find one wherever you are. Here's the number I want you to call, 800-511-0061, to find your Sleep Number store. It will be worth your while, and you'll be like lots of people that have sent me messages on Facebook telling me how much they enjoy their Sleep Number bed. Sleep Number has introduced the smartest bed in the world. It's the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. The sensors work with the dual-layer technology inside the bed to track how you sleep, to optimize how you sleep. They tell you what your settings should be, when you should be sleeping, how you should be sleeping. It does all that with nothing for you to wear and nothing to turn on. All you have to do is sleep. It's that easy. Now, remember my Sleep Number setting? It is an 80. That is super firm. Carla's is even firmer at an 85. You can get the one that fits you the best. And there's one place in the world to find the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology, and that is a Sleep Number store. Come right in now. We're a C2 Queen mattress with Sleep IQ technology. Starts at just $999.98. No better sleep. I promise you, you will. Mm-hmm. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. And please don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need. A comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, news you may not need.
ESPN has suspended outspoken sportscaster Stephen A. Smith for a week because of his comments about domestic abuse, suggesting women should make sure that they don't do anything to provoke an attack.
He's a dummy.
God, it just keeps on keeping on. Smith's commentary occurred during a discussion on ESPN2's First Take last Friday. I think I know Stephen A. Smith primarily from the Jay Pharo impression that he does
yes,
on Saturday
precisely,
Night Live.
Precisely, precisely.
They were talking about NFL's 2-game suspension of Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice following charges he assaulted his now wife. Everybody probably by now has seen the video. Mm-hmm. I think in a casino hotel where he's pulling his unconscious wife off the elevator.
After knocking her out,
and nice to see that at training camp he got a nice little ovation from the crowd, which it's football, it's the NFL.
People rules, love that.
Normal societal rules do not apply. They do not apply. They really don't. I mean, when it comes to sports figures, the game is everything. The team is everything. Winning is everything. And, not that I think the guy hasn't paid his price and done his penance
Law
for this.
Law sponsors.
But at the same time, man, you know.
Well, you can't do that. I mean, I think the only.
Yeah, we're with you, baby. You're the persecuted. You don't turn the victimizer into the victim.
Again,
you know what I mean?
He is. He clearly hasn't. I don't think anybody can stand behind hitting a woman like that. That video that you see from the security footage in Atlantic City, it's just shocking. And then the video of him pulling his girlfriend off the elevator is shocking.
Right.
I will say that there's no excuse for this. And Stephen A. Smith, I think, was a victim of his own bravado when first take or when you're sitting there doing that show, all they do is argue, right? So
right,
you got
right.
a counterpoint, counterpoint, counterpoint. How do you counterpoint? That type of action? There's no counterpoint to it.
Well,
no, there is.
Right?
And if I don't, you really are required to just talk, which
yes.
I think sometimes,
yes.
as the ESPN number gets higher, and you know, 2, 3, 4, 5. But on ESPN 2, I think there's a lot of time to fill, and he probably spoke without really thinking
and
about
it. And he admits
what
to it. He does admit to it.
Yeah.
Well, and I believe the guy has paid the price for this, but at the same time, let him come back and let him play. But you know, when it's just like, hey, we're with you, man. You know, I mean, that's just not appropriate to me.
Not right.
You know, you let the guy play. You root for him when end game day. But at the same time, you know, sometimes the fan reactions confuse me a little bit.
Yeah.
Smith has issued an on-air apology. He did that on Monday, saying it was the most egregious mistake of his career. But at the same time, I agree with you guys. When you're filling time and your job is to flap your gums,
right.
occasionally you do stupid stuff and it comes out that way. But, you know, my focus is more on the guy that, you know, the massive
that did it.
Strong football player that knocked out
a
woman I had problems with. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura won $1.8 million Tuesday in his 2-year fight to prove he was defamed by a military sniper and best-selling author who claimed to have punched out Ventura at a bar for bad-mouthing the SEALs. A federal jury sided with Ventura in his lawsuit against American sniper author Chris Kyle, who was killed last year in Texas at a shooting range. Though Ventura honed a tough guy reputation as a pro wrestler and action movie actor, he maintained the legal battle was about clearing his name among his beloved fellow Navy SEALs, not about losing a supposed fight. Very, very sad saga for everybody.
Indeed.
You know, you had the widow of the guy that lost his life, the former sniper, as the defendant, and Jesse Ventura wasn't in court for the. It just was a drag.
And what happened?
He said the fight never occurred.
Jesse now looks like he's the host of Creep Show. He's really aged.
But the $1.8 million, I guess it's alleged that he wouldn't have taken the money if she would have offered an apology.
Okay.
And she didn't offer an apology, so he's taking the money.
Also wants that segment taken out of the book, Mary.
Yes. In further printings, right?
But, look, the guy gave his life trying to help a fellow soldier out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what anybody would do, and I can't tell you what to do in that situation, but... I mean, enough harm's been done. And Jesse, by the way, if you hear that story in the book, is it really any different from what he said about the 9/11 truthing and walking around? I mean, he's kind of an off-the-wall guy.
Wouldn't it be great if he took at least a portion of that 1.8
How about
and donated it?
He takes nothing and lets that family of that fallen hero keep whatever comes to them.
It's a sad saga.
There's several ways he could have handled it better, obviously.
It sucks, and it's a, you know, I think I read somewhere, somebody, one of the attorneys, or maybe Jesse himself, somebody said, no winners in this particular situation.
Right.
I couldn't agree more with that. Orlando Bloom threw a punch at Justin Bieber. Yeah!
Finally.
You yes, love your sir. Justin Bieber news.
No, I love Ibiza, Spain. That's where I like to vacation. anyway, there's a party going on there, some highfalutin club, and Justin fled the restaurant. This is according to Ibiza.
It's Ibiza.
Oh, he's using the Castilian pronunciation.
Yeah,
Ibiza?
Ibiza.
Ibiza. Ibiza?
Yeah.
Okay, I would like a cheeseburger and some French fries.
Would you like to hear, Mike? Would you like to hear a song from Martha Reeves and the Bandejas?
The eyewitnesses tell TMZ that Orlando was in a Cipriani restaurant, which was packed with celebs, including Paris Hilton and Diddy. You don't see Orlando swing, but the eyewitnesses tell us that's exactly what happened. We're told Justin ducked the punch. That's where the video starts. I was watching it. You can't see anything. They say that Justin screams, "What's up, bitch?"
That's nice. At least he was greeting him. Why are there so many people in Ibiza?
I have no.
Well, because that's where you vacation.
It's
have the hottest DJs in the world.
It's a happening club, and that's what they do. And I sound like Bill O'Reilly again. We're told when Bieber left, the crowd applauded. So he's hated everywhere.
That's magnificent.
I like that. And I think Justin Bieber, you know, travels with an entourage, and he acts like a punk. So more of that is going to happen to the guy. George Zimmerman hasn't been on the radar much after the failed celebrity boxing attempt by his family's public tiff with Roseanne. A police report obtained by Mashable. Do you know that website?
Oh,
Mashable?
Yeah, one of my favorite sites.
Gossip site, right?
No. More of like a tech site.
Okay.
I guess Mashable isn't really a gossip site. It's more of a news aggregator.
Okay.
But they have a lot of tech news built into it.
Okay.
It
says here that Zimmerman is keeping watch over Pompano Pat's, which is a gun store. and he's doing security there. They also sell motorcycles and ammunition. In the middle of the night, he was working there, and Zimmerman told the person that was speaking to him that he was watching the business due to a recent burglary. He does not appear to actually be on the shop's payroll. The owner of the joint told a TV station that they do know each other, but technically George Zimmerman doesn't work for him. This is some idiot. You can practically hear the conversation. Yeah. We're with you, George.
Yeah.
We're with you. Come work in my store. Yeah. Now, listen, I can't let anybody know, but I'll pay you under the table.
I'll pay you in ammunition.
Beyonce and Jay-Z are the most talked about celebrity couple at the moment, as they find themselves embroiled in divorce rumors fueled by cheating allegations. When Beyonce's sister Solange, how do you pronounce those names again?
Solange.
No, that's not how you pronounce it. The more famous sister is Beyonce, and then her little sister is Solange.
Solange. You remember that thing on the elevator?
Right. More surveillance footage.
New York Post Page Six reported recently that a source told them that Solange's elevator outburst occurred because she was upset that Jay-Z was meeting Rihanna.
Rihanna.
And that's why she went off. Remember when you watch that video, you see Beyonce sort of sitting to the side and not getting involved in the altercation. She's not doing anything to defend Jay-Z. Rumors are he's been having an affair with Rihanna and that they're going to be done with this tour and they're going to split up. So that's the that's the popular rumor of the summer. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
I'd like to see that tape.
Yeah.
That affair.
Yeah. Be a lot of fun to watch.
It's about time people realize that the most exciting place in the country isn't New York, Miami, or Las Vegas. If you really want to have fun, pack up the family and head to sexy southwestern Ohio.
Really?
Woo!
Yes.
Wow. How come?
A new study ranked the 100 biggest cities in the country from the most entertaining to the least entertaining, and Cincinnati, Ohio is numero uno.
Hey, love that big red machine.
Yeah, let me see. How did they do this? They ranked them based on 24 different categories, including the cost of movies, bowling, and pizza.
Oh, my God.
Also, the number of parks, pools, and beaches.
Peaches?
In Cincinnati?
Okay, I don't know.
If they base this on bowling and pizza, is this from robford.com?
Do they have a Six Flags there with a wave pool?
Also, the nicest weather. I'm not aware that Cincinnati has the nicest weather.
This has got to be self-published.
The pizza has got to be great, then, to balance out.
All right, here
are
your top 10. Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay.
Orlando, Florida. Omaha, Nebraska. Minneapolis, Minnesota, Tampa, Florida, St. Petersburg, Florida, St. Louis, Missouri, Boise, Idaho.
Great beaches.
Jimmy Cerrito will like this. Buffalo, New York.
Hey!
Are you sure this isn't the SES cities in America?
And rounding up the top 10?
Yeah.
Sacramento!
Oh, could you please set fire to that news story, please?
The least entertaining city in the country is Newark, New Jersey. The second least entertaining is Laredo, Texas. Mm. Of these lists sometimes.
Both great.
It's a lot of fun. And now a little something-something. You don't hear many stories about tornadoes causing something good to happen, but today we've got one. On Sunday, a tornado tore through Kingsport, Tennessee, and damaged several homes, including a place that belongs to 26-year-old Jared Christian.
Hi, Jared Christian.
How you doing, Jared?
Hey, Jared Christian.
In the process of ripping through his house, the tornado flung a bunch of Jared's stuff onto his lawn, and when neighbors went over to see if they could help him out, they were shocked to see that the stuff that got ripped out of Jared's house belonged to them.
Oh.
That's right. He stole crap from his neighbors, like several expensive power tools. So the neighbors came over after the tornado. They're like, hey, we want to help you. Hey, that's my stuff on your lawn. And they called the cops, but it turned out Jared was already in jail for disorderly conduct.
Naturally.
Not a good boy. Now he's been charged with burglary and theft. Unfortunately, police were unable to get a statement from the fast-moving tornado. That's it. We have to take a break. We'll come back with the audio vault. Rob Spivak right here on the Michael Merritt Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, folks. Just a kindly reminder that our book, Open Mic, is still available. I channel Bill O'Reilly every time I read this.
I know. You must be strong.
And it's still great. It's the true story of the Mike O'Mara Show. Now it evolved from terrestrial radio to the popular podcast you're listening to right now. Stories told by the people who lived it. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spivak, and Oscar Santana.
Yeah.
All of them. And, you know, and the Cognoscenti also know about this. All the people that are movers and shakers. Get yourself a copy right now on Amazon Open Mic. And you can go to MichaelMaraShow.com or Amazon to get that. It's the perfect book if you love TMOS. And since it's birthday season, why not pick up a copy and give it to somebody for the birthday? Yeah, all makes a wonderful gift for the TMOS fan in your life. Open Mic available at Amazon and paperback and for your Kindle. Please buy one of each and buy them live. Anyway, that's it. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, July. What is this, July 30th?
30th.
Today is the 30th.
And,
jeez,
you know,
the month is flaring by.
Talking well because you're up there in that beautiful house.
Yeah, go, go.
While we're talking about tornadoes, Mike, I really, and we've discussed this, I think you and I both would love to like Al Roker.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I can't.
He seems like a very nice guy, but he also seems like a phony guy.
Well, phony is good because he is ostensibly a news guy, right?
Right.
Here is his cameo appearance in a new motion picture called Sharknado 2. He plays himself doing a weather report about the Sharknado, and I really do think, I mean, I'm okay with news guys having fun. This is pretty much bottom of the barrel stuff.
First of all, what is drawing these two twisters together?
Oh, and Matt's in it too.
I want to ask, but what happens when they finally meet?
Matt, I am really nervous about this. In fact, I'll say I'm downright scared. Here's the problem. Island of Manhattan creates a lot of heat. As that hot air rises, cool air is sucked in to replace it. That effect is drawing these Sharknados to the very heart of the city. Now, if these two EF2 tornadoes merge, their power could actually multiply. We could be talking about an EF5 Sharknado on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Matt, that's sufficient power enough to damage steel-reinforced skyscrapers.
I tune his weather out during the Today Show. That might as well be real for me because I don't listen to that either.
Yeah, but Sharknado is like became a cultural phenomenon. The
but
first
you're still
one,
a news guy. You shouldn't be
doing
that.
Yeah, but Matt
that.
Lauer's there too, though. They get the shtick.
I like Matt.
And you know what? The Today Show, the Today Show has left the news world. They
you're
are
right.
no longer
you're
part
right.
of that. They're Billy Bush. That's
right.
what they are.
All right, Mike. Alex Trebek is perhaps at his best when he sounds pretentious. And he sounds right. his most pretentious when foreign words come up in Jeopardy clues.
Liberté, égalité, and fraternité.
You'll learn from Corneille and La Rochefoucauld if you visit Madame de Rambouillet's 17th century one of these gatherings. Jan.
What is a salon?
Salon.
What is salon?
Salon.
Diana.
What is a coupe?
Coupe or coupe, yes.
Chuck.
What is Orléans?
Yes. Orléans.
William.
What is noir?
Noir, yes. Betsy.
What is a Bernaise sauce?
Bernaise, yes. You are au courant.
Hiver. Ici, on parle français.
Beaucoup.
Merci.
Voilà.
Rue à sens unique.
This obese Reichsmarschall. Old theme. New genre. Name the genre. Ballet Misérable. Les Misérables. Citron is the French word for lemon. Agent Court or Agent Court.
And that device is the derailleur or derailleur.
Derailleur.
This is America, for God's sakes.
Tell me about it. And Mike, I normally close with something from a talk show, but not today. I want to say that there is a rumor, a persistent rumor, on the internet that Stephen Hawking goes to swingers clubs in Los Angeles. This is not true. It is not true that he is brought into swingers clubs, laid down on a table, and allows women to grind against him. This is the alleged story. But they have proven that he has never been in Los Angeles at the times they say he was at these swingers clubs. So okay. I want you, when you think of Stephen Hawking, know this. He has never been to a swingers club, and he has never said this to a young lady.
Did you know that there are rings around Uranus?
It's false, and it never happened. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday and a safe trip, Mike. I'll see you tomorrow.
Quite,
my
quite
God.
Close up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You
That's
want it one more time? You want one more
yeah.
time?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Give
Did
it to
you
us
know
one more time.
That there are rings around Uranus?
Jesus.
Thank you, Rob. Oh, this concludes our broadcast day. But dry your eyes. Not goodbye, just so long. You can always write us a letter. Send it to TMOS. P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Email technical queries to ponyboy at michaelmarishow.com. And if you'd like to be a part of the legendarily popular Thursday mailbag segment, drop a line to to the man that just provided us with that comedy entertainment, the Jolly One, Rob at MikeOMaraShow.com. Remember, the official TMOS e-voice line remains open at 800-440-8167. Thanks to my sister Kathy,
yes,
and all my cousins,
sweet,
Teddy and Billy and Ellen and Mary and John, who I got to see, and it was such a pleasure to be up here and reconnect with my family. We will be back from Florida on Monday, everybody, and Rob and Oscar will be manning the fort for the next couple of days, and you can also call me on the road, because God knows what's going to happen there, too.
Excellent. I hope you have a hard life.
Have a safe trip.
For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying, see you next time, everybody.
Bye-bye, Dr. Hawking.
Ciao, ciao.
Please remember to check out Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Since they compare the rates for you, they do all the work and all you have to do is save the money. Just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.